said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determined once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Okay, we've actually decided we are going to be the most annoying people on earth today.
I was actually, my hello was making fun of Sterling because when we recorded the trailer for the show, in the script, she put hello, hello. And then she looked at me and she was like, is that annoying? And I was like, well, I wouldn't say it.
Okay, really quickly.
Can I ask you, sorry, oh. I know you were going to say something, but do you say hello, hello in real life?
Hello, hello. I think no, but this is what I've
Are you creating
myself.
A new persona?
Am I creating a new persona because I'm no longer identifying with a hello, hello? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what I learned in life. I've entered, I would say, a new era that is my DMing era. I am absolutely addicted to DMing people, and I think a way to DM, like a soft DM for me, is I say, hey, hey, and then I told someone that I say,
okay.
Hey, hey. Okay, obviously there's a message after the hey, hey, but people were like, that's so weird. And so now I'm trying to figure out, like, what's an appropriate greeting. I thought hey, hey is like, hey, hey. Like, I kind of thought it was
now,
nice.
Hey, hey is very triggering for me specifically.
Why?
I wasn't going to share this, but you triggered me. So now I have to.
Okay, I'm sorry. What?
Okay, so my ex.
Okay, we hate his guts.
You know who I'm talking about.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I know the one.
Yeah. So when he broke, we famously worked together. By the way, don't shit where you eat. I remember this specifically. The day he broke up with me at work,
oh,
he sent me a text message that said, hey, hey, can you come to my office?
I'm never sending that
so
again.
So anytime I hear hey, hey, it is so, I'm not even joking. It's so triggering.
Okay.
So do not say hey,
okay,
hey
I'm
to
never
me.
Doing that again. But what do you think I should do in my DMs? What's like what's a better one?
I always go with a classic hey there.
Hey there?
But I'm also old as
okay,
dirt.
You know what I would love to figure out how to do correctly?
What?
Howdy.
No.
Just like, howdy, and then like cowboy emoji. I just like, what? Okay, what is the greeting? Please actually come into our DMs and tell us. What is the greeting that you would like to hear?
I mean, I think hi is fine. I think you're overthinking it. I think hi is fine.
I just feel like hi
Hello.
I feel hi is out.
Okay. That's a hot take. So Sterling.
Yeah.
How the heaven and hell are you?
You know, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty Thank good. You. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, so, because you were asking me about my dating life, which is practically non-existent.
Hey.
What? It's true.
I know, but that's my friend you're talking about.
Well, it's not a bad thing. Okay. Maybe I don't want to date.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah, so.
Set that boundary.
Yeah, why does it have to be about men, Sterling?
You know, I don't know. I'll work on it.
You're so boy crazy.
I'm absolutely not.
No, but what's so funny is, so the other day I was introducing a good friend of mine to the TV show, The Other Two.
I love.
So good.
That episode that they're taking a whole pics in the bathroom on the airplane, truly best moments of TV.
To caveat that, the one time I never take a whole pic because, like, why? But someone one time asked to see my butt.
Yeah.
So I was like, sure.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take a picture of my butt. And so where I was at my dad's house, and he has a studio, and the lighting is harsh.
Like a studio, what kind?
So my dad works in radio.
Right. Okay. So like a radio.
So
studio.
It's like a little radio studio, okay. But it's like a halogen light.
Yeah.
And it's just like real harsh.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm here. Let me just get a butt pic. And it was like 11 p.m. at night. So I did it. And my ass, first of all, non-existent, but it was flat and it looked elderly.
My favorite kind.
So I actually Google imaged white man ass nice. And I got one, and I was like, I think I can pass for this. So I sent it. This was through Grindr, which is gross.
No, it's fine.
It's really
Grindr,
not.
Please sponsor Blair.
Yes, please make me your brand ambassador. Yeah. I'd love it. So I sent it to the guy, and the guy was like, ooh, nice ass. I was like, it is, isn't it? We never hooked up or anything.
Yeah.
But
that's just scary because it's like the Google reverse search is available.
I always forget about that.
Like, if they did that.
But also, too, you got to think it's a seedy place that people are down to clown, and they are just not.
They
like,
are down to clown. Yeah.
They don't care. Yeah. They're not going to Google image.
Yeah.
I would because I'm paranoid.
Oh, you would Google image if someone said.
Well, I always forget about it. But now that I know about it,
you're
going to
Google image.
But no, the reason I brought up the other two is like, so I was watching, you know, the episode where they're going to that church that's a cult?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he winds up hooking up with this really hot guy. And so I was watching, I was like, why does that guy look familiar? So I looked him up on IMDb. His profile picture on IMDb is the same that came up on my Hinge.
Okay.
And I think we matched. And I was going through my matches on my phone and I couldn't find it. So I was like, okay, I want to try and match with this guy. I don't know if there's even a connection. He's very cute, but yeah. I don't know if there'd be a connection. But I just want to match with him because he was on that show. Yeah. Am I super fish? Totally.
No, you got to match with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Well, we'll see. Oh, I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Oh, probably nothing, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's my manifestation, that I get to meet this guy who guested in an episode and, like, we just, like, make babies.
Yeah.
I'll carry.
Aw.
That's a lie. I don't think I could put up with the pain. And where would it come out?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For heating, cooling, and plumbing, I trust Atlas Butler. They always text me their location, arrival time, and even the technician's photo and zodiac sign. Just kidding. Looks like a Pisces.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
We're so excited to have our guest on the podcast today. He makes the absolutely hilarious podcast Good Christian Fun. Please welcome Kevin T. Porter.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for doing our podcast.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I've always wanted to behave badly in a podcast, and finally I get the opportunity. What an honor and a pleasure.
New year, bad you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a bad me. I don't know. Y'all aren't doing resolutions this year, are you?
Oh, I have so many.
Do you actually?
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't written them all out, but I'm...
Can you be vulnerable and share right now?
She did make a vision board. Is that embarrassing for me to share?
I, for the first time in my life, made a vision board. And I can't be so vulnerable on the air, but I'll be a little.
Just a little, as a treat.
I've made it. Uh-huh. Back on my phone.
She's currently...
And you're not going to see it. Wow. I'm only going to show it far away. Because I did things that are so crazy. I photoshopped, I will say again, I want to reiterate, I've been at my parents' house for a really long time. I photoshopped things that will happen to me into my vision board.
Uh-huh. I don't think you should be embarrassed.
But here's the thing. Ultimately, I was laughing. I was goofing around and I just thought it was pretty funny. And then...
Well, she made a digital one.
I made a digital one on Canva.
And she called me and she was like, this is kind of embarrassing. And I was like, you want to see something embarrassing? So I, a couple of years ago, made a vision board, did the same thing she did, but printed it out because I thought manifestation worked a little better if you had a hard copy.
If it's tangible, yeah.
Tangible. So I made a huge
digital
poster.
Manifestation, that's just zeros and ones,
I know,
baby.
It's
I worry phoning it network. In.
Well, yeah. Anyways, he showed me his board.
Yeah.
And can I tell him one of my favorite things that was on your board? Can I tell the check? Can I do the check?
I think that is beautiful. That was
I know.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
But then you have to share something that was on your board too.
Yeah.
It was a one-way street.
Blair on his vision board he wrote out a check for $30,000. To himself. And it says, series regular.
Like 30,000 per episode?
For the full year.
The physical check from Blair's notebook.
It's a small independent project, you know? So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, series regular in webisodes of some sort of web series. Yeah.
I'm really hoping. I also, too, put a picture of one of the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy, someone had photoshopped a meme and gave him a big ass. I put that on my vision board only because I don't have a butt. So I was
you
like,
wanted a butt.
I want a butt.
Sure.
But ultimately, I think you kind of achieved it.
I didn't. I have a blousy backside.
blousy.
Yeah, like it's very much like it's flat and then
wispy.
Just like it's wispy. Yeah,
it just kind of waves in the wind.
Yeah,
like it's a like a little blouse.
Yeah.
Okay, Sterling, you have to say something that was on your Canva sponsored vision board, which should be an advertising tactic for them in
use
the new year.
Use promo code bad behavior for 5% off.
Humiliating. I'm trying to think what's the least humiliating one.
Didn't you do one that's was a Vulture article, or am I making that up?
I made a Deadline article.
Deadline.
I won't say what the headline was, but I made a Deadline article about myself.
No, I want to. No, I just need a headline, and then we can move on.
Okay, I'll tell you actually what was. I think this one's embarrassing, but I love Las Culturistas. I edited my name as a guest. That's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
I don't think that's embarrassing. Okay, well let's talk about the let's talk about the theme of the show: bad behavior. Kevin T. Porter, when you see bad behavior happening on the street, how do you, as an individual, handle that?
It depends the degree of the bad behavior. If it truly feels like a crime is going.
Okay, I'll give you an example. There is an older woman, let's say 72.
What's her name?
Melba.
Melba. Oh, Melba.
Oh, like a tart.
So Melba is crossing the street.
Yeah.
At 43rd and 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's slowly making her way across, a youth comes by in a bike. He honks his horn, but still runs over. She falls flat on her face, and he keeps
Damn.
Going.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cruel world.
I'm the only one around, or are there multiple?
Yeah, the streets of New York randomly this day, you're the only one
it's
around.
It's 2 a.m., so it's pretty quiet.
Oh, yeah, I'm helping her up. Because he's already gone. I can't chase him down.
Okay.
So I'm helping her up and being like, hey, ma'am, are you okay?
Follow-up question. She gets hit and dies. Do you leave her there or do you go home? Because it is late and trains run local.
I would call. Oh, I know we're not supposed to call the cops anymore after 2020. Who do I call? Do I call social services?
Ultimately, really, this question's gone off the rails. This is not how it usually goes.
I feel like it's pretty direct.
Basically, what we want to know, how do you usually like approach kind of within your own maybe personal life? So friends, family, are you like a type of person that's like conflict has arisen? Like there's like an argument of some type. Are you quickly like, let's talk it out. Let's work it out. Are you like, I want to keep the peace. Maybe we kind of don't mention it.
It's super contingent on the person that you're talking to. But I do think I have a strain of avoidance in me with a lot of this stuff. That's like, yeah, okay, it's not. And that's like a trickle down thing from my dad and his dad before him, blah, 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 generational trauma. And I think, you know, I have a pretty good example of this from like 3 weeks ago, being back in Texas. Actually, I think, did I talk to you about it a little bit, Sterling, just privately? Like, it got a little QAnon-y at home.
No, I don't think, you didn't mention that, no.
I'll never forget the stone face that my brother had while another family member soberly described what adrenochrome is to him.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Oh, well, okay. I have the pleasure Educate of doing us. It right now. Adrenochrome is a chemical compound that really does exist that has nothing to do with what I'm about to say.
Great.
Adrenochrome, by the conspiracy theory definition, is the fluid that children, when tortured to the brink of death, produce that then blood-sucking pedophiles extract out of them and drink to stay youthful, and it's sort of a fountain of youth effect on them. So all the elite cabal of pedophiles that run the world, your Epsteins, your Ellens, your Bidens are
okay, but
drinking adrenochrome.
I don't want to be like this. Ellen's not looking young.
That's the thing. It's like, if this is true, the adrenochrome ain't working, baby.
It's not working. I'm worried we're going to get doxxed online.
Well, what I want to know is, how did this conversation present itself?
I think it was one of the family members saying, you're telling me Joe Biden's not a pedophile? And then it went on from there.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay. And then in that situation, you reacted as...
When you get into like, what's the number one problem with this country right now? Drag queens doing readings at schools. That's something I feel the agency to push back on, because it's like, fucking, come on. You let us watch Mrs. Doubtfire when we were kids, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it's like, there's, you know, Titanic was an inside job and Ellen is the fountain of you. Like, that's where it's like, okay, we're now in a sort of Reddit zone that doesn't feel good to engage in any significant way. It doesn't feel like a moral imperative for me to say like dragons aren't real in the way that it does of like queer people aren't coming to molest your children. That feels different.
Yeah.
So it's totally contingent on the level of conversation. But I think I tend to be avoidant unless I have the kind of relationship and familiarity with the person where it's like, I can push back a little bit. I can be rough.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about your podcast. I have a little connection to Jesus as a preacher's kid. Yeah, so I know you're intimidated, so like, reeling in.
Yeah, I kind of don't feel worthy to be on anymore. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you guys want with a little guest like me. I'm real shy now.
Well, we were hard up for guests. So with that said, good Christian fun. How did the podcast come about?
My co-host Caroline and I grew up with evangelical Christianity. And then sort of deconstructed that over the years, even though ironically, like 10 years ago, we met in a church, which is very funny. But with distance and time and hopefully a little critical thinking, it was fun to sort of, it's like that old therapy thing of you want to remember things without having to relive them, like emotionally or in your body. Mm-hmm. So it was fun to kind of like dip back into that stuff. Christian rock, Christian movies and entertainment, things made for and by Christians, and try to deconstruct them in a way that felt helpful to our process of like, well, a lot of what's wrong with literally the world has to do with this. So what is the responsibility here? And how can you draw a straight line from VeggieTales to Trumpism, if there's one to be drawn at all?
Religion. It's something. Yeah. I will say that in defense of my dad's like very, so when I came out, he was almost too comfortable with it. And like when I had my first breakup in a serious relationship, I remember he came into my room and he sat down beside me. He was like, "How you holding up?" I was like, "I'm fine." And he was like, "Listen, I've been doing some reading and this is pretty common in the gay world." And I was like, breakups are common. Breakups. I was like, wow, Dad, you are an ally. Thank you.
I think that's really nice of your dad, though, that he was trying to meet you in the middle, even if it was a little clunky or awkward.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stay hydrated. It's hot out there.
So my teenage son just went out in sweatpants and a hoodie. It's 98 degrees. At least I know he'll be cool in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Get too hot?
Hey, my phone.
Oh, your phone. Should've known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
So we play a little game on this podcast called Heaven or Hell, where on a scale of 1 being hell and 10 being heaven, but you can choose any number in between because it's a scale, where these different behaviors or topics kind of lie for you in your life.
Okay, so for the first one, I feel like this is an easy one. We're going to ease you in.
Well, you want to say maybe what the topic?
Oh, so it's Christian and religion.
Yes.
That's the topic.
Well, it's under that. So it's
under that umbrella.
It's under that umbrella.
Oh, that's the macro topic. Okay.
Yes. So some of it is like pop culture. Some of it is more localized to church. So it's going to be a fun gamut.
You guys really crafted a show just for me. And I feel
of course.
That.
Yeah,
really
you're welcome.
Nice.
All right.
The first one, on a scale of heaven to hell.
Uh-huh.
Simply Amy Grant.
Oh, come on. That's 9. That's a 9.
Not even a 10?
No. Well, listen, there's always room for improvement. But yes,
and
of course that's a 9.
For our listeners like myself who did not know who this person
Sterling did not know who Amy Grant was.
You want to explain?
Amy Grant, well, she was a Christian artist in the 80s, and then she transitioned to pop, and she's about to marry her niece. Her niece is a lesbian, and she's, you know, leading the wedding. She's proficient.
Well, you said she's about to marry her niece.
I know. I caught myself.
Okay. You've kind of created a picture. It's this incestuous Christian obscene.
That's why it's a 9.
I don't think she's officiating. She is hosting the gay wedding on her farm property.
Now, do you have a favorite Amy Grant song?
Oh, gosh. Baby, Baby is an all-timer, obviously. People remember this as the
Sterling
kind of
didn't know it.
He just played that song for me today.
Yeah, I was singing it to her, and she was like, I don't get it.
Also, she's someone that we did get to interview on the podcast and was a treat and a treasure to talk to.
Wow.
Next time you have her on, I would love to meet her because that's one of my go-to karaoke songs. Can you zoom me in?
Is Baby Baby?
Oh, yeah. That, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. I have an eclectic mix.
Number two. A white middle-aged man from one of the square states rapping about God to a church youth group. One of the square states.
Yeah, like in the Midwest.
I'm not gonna give it a one because I don't know his heart and I can't judge his heart. But a two, because that is a form at this point that we don't need anymore. Maybe it was a thrill 20, 25 years ago. Maybe there was a novelty to it. But that's someone who's not paying attention to the culture right now. So more so than like lameness or, oh, a youth pastor not being hip or not being cool, I discredit it for not being current and not being contemporary enough when he should be making TikToks instead.
Okay, number three.
Another person Sterling didn't know. She is a terrible ally.
Was it Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ, no. Number three is the Tammy Faye biopic.
You're talking about The Eyes of Tammy Faye, the Michael Showalter directed Jessica Chastain starring movie. Mm-hmm. I'm giving that a three or four. Chastain deeply irritates me. There are these actors that the whole time when you're watching them, you can see them making acting choices. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, right now, Jessica Chastain is choosing to purse her lips. Right now, Jessica Chastain is choosing to raise her voice. I always get a sense of distance from her. She's one of those actors that every time I'm just watching the mechanics of it. And the movie itself was okay. Andrew Garfield's really good in it.
Well, one thing that bothered me is they didn't focus on that time period where she hosted a daytime talk show with Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah, that was glossed over as well. It's an incomplete...
He's a gay actor.
You think I've ever heard of anyone? Never.
Sterling is just looking at me blankly like, what the hell is this show today? I don't get it.
I'm learning.
Sometimes a podcast is two dudes saying names while a woman politely listens until they move on.
Okay, number four. Doing a dramatic mime performance of the crucifixion.
This actually happened to me in my youth.
I almost said that word wrong. Okay.
You're looking for crucifixion?
I am, but I almost said crucifixion. Okay, the crucifixion. I did, you'll never believe, go to church. Okay, to a song by contemporary Christian artist Carman.
It's Carmen. Okay. He's just
Carmen. Rest in peace, Carmen. He passed away like 3 or 4 years ago.
I've mostly seen Carmen with an E.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Go to church more.
I really did.
Okay, thoughts.
What was the song? Was it The Champion?
I am pretty sure it was that one.
I mean, he's got Sterling, and for anyone listening that doesn't know, Carmen is sort of a... I mean, speaking of rappers, he is an Italian sort of lounge lizard rapper who also his primary art form is the music video. He would do 15 to 20 minute music videos of great works of fiction. And a lot of it, he would just kind of talk like this in the song. He would say what's right and say what's wrong. Like he would kind of do that. And then also there would be these like very booming choruses. So he'd be the rapper and the singer singing the hook in his own songs. And in some, he'd be a cowboy. In some, he'd be a factory worker. He just kind of got to play choose your own adventure, sort of fantasy. And one, he was a medieval knight defeating Satan. He hated Satan so much and always wanted to defeat him. And for that reason, and because he did pass away, I'm giving it a 10. That's heaven to me, baby.
Oh.
Nick Cage's performance in the religious film, a remake entitled Left Behind.
We watched this movie. You know, this one was boring. I remember, and I believe Leah Thompson, mother of Zoe Deutsch, and of course the...
Caroline in the City.
Of course, Caroline in the City. We all remember. This movie was just okay. There was a Kirk Cameron one from 2000 and a Nick Cage one from 2014. Nick Cage in his I Have Debts to Pay era, direct-to-video Redbox era. Ah, gosh, I'm giving it a one just because it wasn't bad enough to be interesting. It was simply boring, which is, you know, the worst sin you can commit.
The last one. Xmas, taking Christ out of Christmas.
I'm giving that an 8 because you know what? When I was a kid, I was homeschooled partially and then I kind of went to Christian private school. I had this weird mishmash of education that kind of was the equivalent of no education to speak of because homeschooling was so deregulated in Texas. But I had a Christian teacher talk about how like whatever the Latin root of X was definitionally because, you know, war on Christmas rhetoric. Oh, when you say Xmas, you're erasing Christ and that's an attack on our faith and blah, blah, blah. And her counter to that was, no, the Latin root of it is some sort of like deistic synonym. So it is technically correct to replace Christ with X. But even that notwithstanding, it is so much easier to type in a text when you're driving, which is when I do all my best texting. So I'm saying an 8 to Xmas.
Can I just say, you made me feel so much better for truly the longest time. That was so ingrained in me as a kid that to abbreviate it, I did C-M-A-S.
Mary Seamus?
I write Seamus because I felt bad. I was like, I'm not trying to take Christ out of Christmas. I'm just.
And they're like, Mary Seamus, who's this Seamus pirate that is Mary? I mean, I guess that makes sense. Mary Seamus on the seas being Mary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Running a medical practice is complex, but you don't have to go it alone. When you join the Medical Group Management Association, you get access to an entire team of healthcare business experts, plus thousands of other members in practice management who face the same challenges as you. MGMA helps you advance in your career and helps your practice operate more efficiently and stay compliant. Learn more and join today at MGMA.com. That's MGMA.com.
Okay, so let's start judging you.
So we've asked you to come on this podcast today, and I think you know why.
Mm-hmm.
You are nervous about something in your life, and you need help.
Nervous? What do you mean?
And we're experts. We've never done anything bad in our lives. So when you're ready, please share your story.
Yes.
This is going to be a little more topical because I don't have a story with a lot of like A to B to C and a 3X structure. But I think this will be a familiar situation for a lot of people.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit us.
In that I started watching a movie with a friend of mine. And this is at home.
The movie. Were you fully clothed?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was a one-on-one situation. This movie meant a great deal to them. But then at one point we got like too tired or we started doing something else. I forget exactly what the interruption was. We paused the movie in the middle of it. And then the next day, I finished the movie by myself. And I received a little bit of blowback from this. Mm-hmm. So I guess the moral dilemma I'm positing right now is overall the ethics of shared watching, which is something I'm talking about a friend right now, but this is something a lot of couples go through in terms of this is our show. We watch it together. Certainly people have struggled with the idea of, well, they're not home yet. I want to watch this new episode. It's on tonight. Or I got invited to this watch party. I'm ahead of this person or I'm behind. Now, I've even had it insofar as to watch a show without the person that I was pledged to watch it with and then rewatch it again and not tell them I'd already seen it before. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm trying to interrogate in this one example with the movie,
okay,
or with whoever the case may be, is it unethical? Even though it wasn't the explicit, you know, when we stopped watching this movie, it wasn't like we have to finish it together. I know we have to finish it. I just took it upon myself to do so.
Right.
But I'm just wondering if it's unethical.
I have so many questions.
Okay, let's jump right in. What's your question?
First,
Can you give us the name of the movie, or if that's too personal, the premiere year of the movie?
Oh, I'll give you the premiere year of the movie. Hang on. The premiere year of the movie was 1962.
Oh, so very old. So this movie's been out. Do you have any idea approximately how many times they have watched this movie?
Yes. In the dozens.
Were they staying with you at your house?
No.
So they, at the end of the night, went their separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no context, like you woke up, scurried.
No, there was no sneakery. No. Okay.
Fully, and you had no, and you, did you have any plans with them the next day? You're saying no.
No. No, I did not. We didn't have any plans for the next like 72 hours, I don't think.
Okay. Oh, only 72. You had something after 72.
I'm just trying to remember. Like it was at least 3 or 4 days out until we would meet again.
Now, when you finished the movie, mm-hmm. what was your analysis of it?
Oh, I don't know. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Did you own up to the fact you had finished?
Yeah. Did you let them know?
Yes. I did not hide it.
Okay.
Which
okay.
maybe I should have. I don't know.
What was their reaction?
Disappointment. Okay. And hurt. It wasn't like a kerfuffle or a brouhaha. There wasn't anger, but there was like, oh man, I wanted to watch that with you. And I don't think I understood that. When I finished it, it did not occur to me that that would be the case. Because I'm like, they've seen it so many times. And there was only like 30 minutes left. Yeah.
This person is, and again, you can say too personal,
mm-hmm.
strictly platonic.
Yes, in theory at the time.
Because I actually think, and maybe I'm a bad friend, I think
yeah,
because
you didn't know who Amy Grant was.
And that is a mark of a bad friend.
I think there's a big difference in that. Like, I know, you know, when I am dating someone, I have, like, my favorite movies. It's like, then it's, like, important, like.
Which are what? What's the starter pack for Sterling? Think Like a Man, How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, every Marvel movie. I'm
Let's
just
Be Cops.
No, I think what I
Let's
did.
Let's Be Cops.
I think it's a lot of pressure, like having someone watch one of your favorite movies. And so, I think I felt that in the reverse more. And so I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Why does it feel so personal? But I know exactly what you're talking about.
So are you saying good behavior?
Oh, we're getting to our judgments right now.
I felt like it was going that way. But if you still have more questions, I don't want to.
Do you have any questions? I really feel like I just went on a whole journey right there.
Hey, listen, I asked.
I don't think I have any. I think I might be ready to call it. But
okay. What are you thinking?
I think, well, first of all, if it's this person's favorite movie and they were dying for you to watch this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to give up with 30 minutes left, I understand something may have happened that you had to stop. But if they were dying to watch you watch this movie, they could have committed for 30 more minutes. And then to get upset that you were like, well, I just, you know, your time is precious. All right.
Yeah. Based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Exactly. Gabourey Sidibe. I love her.
No.
Sidibe.
Sidibe. That's what I meant. Starling Mulberry.
Yeah. Last night at our show, he was like, can I mispronounce your name? Because he likes to mispronounce my name. And I said,
and you said, no, call
said,
me
no.
by my name.
I said, no. And you still mispronounced my name.
I wasn't planning to. It was a joke. And then when said, please make welcome Starling Mulberry. Yeah. And then after I said, I was like, oh, fuck.
It is not my name.
I was like, maybe she didn't hear that.
Yeah,
there's a huge chance she didn't hear it.
Well, the applause started, so maybe that muffled it.
Right.
But no, I'm gonna say good behavior. I would say bad behavior on the friend. Just like give it 30 more minutes, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm also gonna go good behavior on this one. I think, especially if the friend has so many feelings about it, not have like scheduling a time that you would continue watching it, or even saying in the moment, like, I know we're pausing this here, but I want to make sure we finish together.
And if that was the case, 100%, I would not have skipped ahead.
Because I think 100%. If that isn't made clear, of course, yeah. You want to watch the end of the movie. You didn't have a plan set up. It wasn't also that much left in the movie. They've seen it. It's a million times.
Yeah.
Dozens of times.
Yeah. All right. So shall we call it?
Yeah.
All right. You have been deemed good behavior.
Hell yeah. Man, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders right now.
Good. Oh, gorgeous.
I really appreciate it. And I value your counsel, your input, and belief in me.
Because you have been deemed good behavior, mm-hmm. we have a prize for you today.
Yes.
We believe one of the best things you can be given in life is a compliment from your therapist. So we have
that's
this
true
vase right here.
That is true.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God. That is getting at something deep.
We have written some compliments that we would like to hear from our therapists that we will be reading to you kind of as a therapist giving you a compliment. And that is your prize today.
Okay. So we will dig in here. What?
Just the last one left. There's just one.
We need to write some new ones. All right, so if you want to settle into your chair, maybe close your eyes. Let my words wash over you like warm bathwater. Mm-hmm. Your hair is absolutely gorgeous. What is your secret?
Wow. You know, it's just a little shampoo, conditioner, both coconut, and a little green tea shaping cream. That's wow. It. Although weirdly, I'm wearing a hat today on the Zoom, which
you know
I never
what?
Do.
We see flex of it, so we get it.
Such is the case, yeah.
So how do you feel?
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel honored that you would even the little bits of me that you see, you...
Are you about to cry?
That you celebrate.
Wow. Oh.
It's just so rare in this day and age we feel seen and known by a podcast host.
Yeah.
Nay, our therapist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to remember this for at least 30 minutes after we end the recording.
The length of that movie that your friend couldn't commit to. His favorite.
Yeah, listen.
Well, amazing.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Can you tell everyone where they can find you, follow you, anything to promote?
Yeah, you can follow me on at Kevin T. Porter on Peloton, Letterboxd, OnlyFans, and you can listen to Good Christian Fun or Gilmore Guys or Inside Voices wherever you get podcasts.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't wait to meet her. Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woo-hoo! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.